Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, beautiful humans. I'm gonna leave all of that in.
Please do.
Hi, beautiful humans, and welcome to episode. Oh, you know what? I didn't even check. Oh, God. That does kind of go in line with the theme of the episode, though. Yeah. I believe it's episode 28. That will probably be wrong, however. But welcome back to a Crowversation. This week's episode was recorded quite some time ago. In L.A.
Los Angeles.
You can't see it, but I'm trying to do the L.A. symbol with my...
You're failing miserably.
That's how you do it, right? You do an L and then you do an A with your fingers.
Yeah, but you've got to do it at the... Like, it's got to be at the
B,
same...
shut up. This isn't about you. This is about our listeners, and they want to listen to some absolute nonsense, because I'm afraid if you were looking for a serious episode this week, that is not... what is coming your way. We recorded this episode in LA specifically because of the legal cannabis industry over there.
Woo!
And we decided to put ourselves through a series of conversational topics whilst getting more and more baked like a motherfucking cake.
Woo, woo, woo.
These little ad-libs there are really adding to the gangster vibe of the episode. It's really nice. Yeah.
That's Foghorn.
And on that note, if you would like to find me online, you can find me still on Instagram, still going there for now, and on Twitter at Cats and Crows, KatsAndCrows. We have an event for Disgraces Saturday, if you're about.
Do we?
We do. It's not the biggest scale event that we do, but it's the Naughty 90s, which is now our regular Saturday night, last Saturday of every month in Camden fucking town, playing them throwback party tunes. It's got an old vibe, but you know what? If we want to throw some Atomic Kitten in there, we're going to do it.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Love Atomic Kitten. The tide is high.
And I'm holding on. As I said that, I grabbed my boobs. All right, B, where can we find you on social media?
You know what?
Where can we find you?
You know what? I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now. So for most social medias, I am itsbeadux, which is itsbeadux.
Ducks.
For most things, you can find me at itsbeadux.com.
There we go. And that's where we're going to leave it. Please enjoy episode number I don't know because I'm too baked right now of Crowversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world. Not represented in the media. Not treated equally online. And still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome back to Crowversation. Woo! So, I guess... very welcome to the first ever,
and potentially last ever, depending how it goes, podcast. It kind of only works if you say it in an English accent. I've been having an American accent all week and calling it a podcast. I don't think it would be the same. First ever podcast with Miss B-Dux.
Hello, it's me again.
We're here. And B and I recorded a video earlier.
We did.
About weed. And we'll go into that later on because that is definitely a good thing to talk about when you're stoned, I think. Yeah. And got super high and decided that recording a podcast would be a great idea.
Yes, absolutely.
We are in California, just to reiterate that. It is legal recreationally here to purchase and smoke marijuana.
Hooray!
So, in that honor, I'm gonna smoke a bowl right now.
Light him up, bitch. Light him up.
Nice. Delicious. The weed out here is just so much better than the weed in England.
So smooth.
It's so much better. It's just amazing how well it works. Obviously, you guys can't see right now, but we're smoking through a beautiful amethyst pipe. It's cut from all amethyst, so I think it gives you good vibes.
Yeah.
While you're smoking, too.
True story.
You know?
I really enjoy it. Just to clarify to all the listeners at home, we have actually taken a while of today without smoking so that we'd be relatively sober.
Yes.
At the start of this podcast. So that the more we smoke, the more
ridiculous we will sound.
Yes.
Obviously, my podcast, Crovisation, is a conversation between two people, and I like to get into deep topics, and potentially we will get into some deep topics. We did write a list.
We know
we are very prone to forgetting what we're talking about mid-sentence.
Yes. That happened on the last podcast that we did.
That did.
We were just so
tired.
That just happens anyway,
let alone when you're stoned.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So that is why we're doing it. Yeah. So that's super great. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, I've forgotten what I'm talking about halfway through my sentence right now.
Check the list.
Okay, so on our list, we wrote down some things that we wanted to talk about.
That we could talk about.
But I think we shouldn't do them in order. I think what I want to do
is...
Oh, how is it going? Where the pee? I think... I can't remember what we were going to link it in with. We're going to link something in with the story about the weather. Do you remember what we were going to link
it with? It was going to be the differences between...
Oh, let's start with that one.
Yeah?
Our beautiful friend who's staying at the SG House
Lovely
in
Lexi.
Los Angeles, Lexi, suggested we should talk about the differences between the UK... UK?
UK.
The UK, man.
UK.
And the USA.
Yeah.
So, B.
Yeah?
If you'd like to smoke another bowl, I will ask the question to you while you're inhaling your smoke. Ready?
I feel like this would be a really good ASMR video because it's just like...
A what? I don't understand what you're doing.
Do you know the videos that people watch when it's like someone's got a microphone and they're going...
Oh, yeah, making the noises for like movies and stuff?
And then I will do this. That, and it's like right close to it. I feel like this would be great for an ASMR video because it's just like the clicking and the lighting and the breathing.
The clicking and the breathing.
Yeah. It's a good sound.
I'm not sure they can hear that. I hope they can hear that.
I'm maybe trying to do it
closer. Let's get really close. Okay. B's going to smoke a bowl as I ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, what is the difference between the UK and the USA? Do you care to answer? B, what is your main difference? What do you think the main difference is?
I mean, as we sit here smoking a bowl, and it's completely legal. I'd say that's a big difference between the UK and USA. The war on drugs.
Oh my goodness!
Hit the UK hard.
The war on drugs is ridiculous, and it's still thriving and alive in the USA as well. I think.
I completely.
It's alive all over the world. It was one of the most successful pieces of political propaganda
mm-hmm.
that's ever been used.
Agreed.
And it's really holding us back on legalizing weed in the UK.
Absolutely. I feel like it needs to be legalized.
It should be legalized. It's a medicine. Okay, so this is going to lead us on to another point on our thing, on our list.
These lists.
But so I'm going to go, and then I'm going to come back to your point.
Just go.
I'm going to say the main difference I find between... You know what? Maybe I'm gonna stick with your point. I'm going to say the main difference is the weed, of course. I think noticeably...
I don't know about that being the main.
The main difference is the one obvious one that's right now. I mean, I think... At least this country is going politically down the pan in a very straight direction. The UK is going down the pan in very, very many, many different directions in many different ways.
Yeah, we
fucked it.
What it is sort of, and this is going to be a horrendous simile comparison thing.
Analogy.
But it's sort of like the US is a nice steady stream of piss.
Yeah.
That's just coming out.
All in a straight line.
It's going in a straight line. Yep. It's making a fucking mess everywhere. It fucking stinks. But at least bad. It's going somewhere.
It's going. It's all going in one
place. And because of a sort of downhill, you can sort of see where it's going. Yep. Whereas the UK
is like a
spray. It's just a big old shit.
It's like someone got a pink or a big old
and
shit.
It's just fallen to the floor. Some of it's spattered on the wall.
And it's stuck. It's not going anywhere.
Exactly. A woman's just come through and she's slipped and she's fell over on it and she's just spreading it even more.
Oh, people are walking through it.
People are walking
it
through it. Shit. It's
and
not
it
good.
It smells bad.
It's not good. And you have no idea how you're going to get
really
rid
clean
of it.
It. Yeah.
Where does it go from there?
It doesn't like just dry and go away.
Exactly. It isn't like it dries and you can just like flick it off. Like it's not.
Big mess.
Yeah. So I feel like.
That is the main difference.
Yeah. The political standpoint of the world right now is piss and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all a big
mess. I think that, for me, that is the biggest difference right now between the UK and the USA. But back to your point, because I remember what it was.
Well, I don't
know. I'm really proud that I remember what it was, because this is obviously my first podcast.
Yep.
You were talking about the main difference between the UK and the USA was the fact we are sat here legally smoking, as I will about to do.
Yes.
Marijuana.
Do it. I wouldn't say that's the main difference between the countries. Oh, yeah, but right now, the obvious difference as we smoke a bowl is
legalizing weed and the benefits of legalizing weed.
Oh, the benefits.
That's going to lead us into
benefits.
A point on our list, the dispensary story.
Yes, we went to a lovely dispensary called MedMen.
It was called MedMen, and it was like the Apple store.
Yeah, you're gonna get to the door and they have to check your ID before you go in, which is brilliant.
In California, I think it's the age of, is it 21 or is it 18?
It's 21.
I think it's 21, which is the same as drinking.
Yeah.
And you get your ID checked and then you go inside the dispensary.
Yeah, and everyone's kind of like you know when you walk into Lush?
Yes.
And everyone that works there comes over.
Overly friendly.
Hey, how you doing? Can I massage this lotion into your arm? Like that sort of shit. Like they would come up to
you. It's very
American
customer service, very much.
How are you?
Yeah.
Can I help you? Do you have any questions? I can answer a question about anything.
Literally anything.
Ask me a question. I'll tell you the answer right now.
And they were super helpful.
They were really, really
helpful. We had a look around for a while. And then this guy spoke to us and we were like, hey, we need some weed that's going to help us sleep. And this guy pulled it up on his little iPad. Well, not little iPad. Obviously, it was quite a big iPad. And he was like, this weed is perfect. It's an indica, which is obviously the sleepy weed.
Yeah.
If you want to know the differences between weed, just Google indica and sativa. If you're listening on Acast, I'll put it as a little card. You can pop it up. If you're on anything else, just Google it. But we said he was going to give us an indica that had a specific cannabinoid in that is associated with being sleepy.
Yeah.
So you can specifically choose your weed in a fucking dispensary. You can choose your medicine to tailor it to exactly the problem that you have.
And there are strains that they've been cultivated and they've been bred for specific. Oh my god, I probably
said
that. Oh,
you're a specific person. You're one of those specific people.
No,
I hate you.
I'm not one of those people that just came out.
I'm gonna have to repack this bowl out of shame.
Oh, no, stop it.
Shame.
The bowl of shame.
Bowl of shame.
That's not the bowl of shame.
You're a bowl of shame.
What the fuck was I even talking about?
You're talking about the man in the store.
Was I?
In the weed
That's
store.
Not what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know what I was talking about. What? They've all been cultivated for a specific purpose.
That's right.
So people that, for example, like both me and Becca, struggle with our sleep a lot.
Yes.
So indica can genuinely help with that. I've been out here, I've had the best night's sleep.
I slept so well.
I
wake up many times in the night. You know what? I've only woken up twice because I needed to pee.
Yeah, I'm not, especially when I'm away from home.
I toss and turn.
Yeah, or I'm not like in bed with my other half. Like it's when I'm on my own. It's
Yeah, and in the dark for me is a big trigger.
But being here and like smoking a lot of indica,
has been getting heavily stoned.
I'm sleeping the whole way through.
Yeah, I sleep the whole way through. If I didn't need to pee, I would have slept the whole way through.
Exactly.
And it's got that. I think it's because that that specific cannabinoid.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, all indicas help. That it's so great that you can tailor it to exactly the sleep. Because some indicas people smoke during the day and function. This one you probably couldn't. It will probably make you.
It will probably knock you out.
And then we asked for a sativa.
Yes.
That doesn't make you paranoid.
Yeah,
Do you remember how that one works? Do you want to explain that one?
Yeah, so the last time I came to LA, I tried sativa, and it made me very sort of on edge, and I was sort of...
paranoid.
Yeah, not happy about how I was feeling, which is a shame, because I am a lover of...
We are 420 pro.
We are pretty... But yeah, so when we were going to the dispensary store, we specifically asked for a sativa that wakes you up, but does not make you anxious. So this lovely guy... Again, gets up his little iPad, and he goes, I know exactly which one I'm going to take you to. And he walks us through the, like, Apple-style tables. With
yes,
all the different...
it's exactly, the tables are exactly the ones in the Apple store.
Exactly, and you can, like, look in the glass, and it's what they've all got in store.
You can smell them.
It's so good. But yeah, he takes us over to the sativa table, And mm-hmm. he explains that one that he's picked up has CBD in it, which...
Higher than normal concentration of CBD.
Exactly. So it stops you from feeling anxious. It doesn't have that.
It's very calming.
Yeah.
I think it reduces the effects of the THC a little bit, but CBD is what's legal in the UK now to be treated for inflammation and anxiety, etc.
I think it's like CBD it's oil, the more, you can get a
Yeah, it's the more medicinal side to marijuana, as opposed, apart from like painkiller side. THC has, I guess.
Yeah, there are like some people in the UK that have a medical marijuana card, but it's people with like severe MS and...
It's severe epilepsy sort of and MS, and I think terminal cancer patients are allowed THC, or at least there's been a lot of stories lately in the UK about it, hasn't there? So I think hopefully we're moving along.
Hopefully.
Because this, honestly, it could be the future. If you didn't manage to catch Bea or I, my story, while we were in there, maybe we'll make a little video of it later on.
Yeah.
But show you the future of weed can be beautiful. It can be regulated. It can be taxed. The government can gain income from it. We can gain a lesser dependency on synthetic drugs, pharmaceutical companies, etc. Yeah. The NHS will have less strain because weed can be used to be treated such a variety of things, and it's very cheap to make en masse and prescribe to people. And you know, and it could really be the future. I truly think so.
I think like the only negatives that I definitely hadn't thought about before I'd seen the documentary, but there's a documentary style thingy bob on Netflix at the moment called Murder Mountain. Right. And Murder Mountain is a place in America where there's just so much land that's basically the soil's perfect for growing weed.
Ooh.
And there's the people that used to live there, or that still live there, some of them, are all like outlaw marijuana growers that up until it's become legalized, were growing weed, and because it was so difficult to get a hold of, they were growing it and selling it for thousands and thousands of pounds. Yeah. So these guys are rich as all hell.
Yeah.
And they sort of have their own little on Murder Mountain, and they have their own little laws and all that sort of shit.
Yeah, people don't go there. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so easy to just be murdered and hidden. Anyway, that's an interesting
sound,
part of
the documentary. Makes it sound like kind of drastic.
It's pretty cool. But as the legalization has come in, those farms that once like gave jobs to loads of people, and it's a family farm, have just been destroyed because of the legalization. They have to pay thousands to get registered, and then once they are
it's like convicted felons.
Exactly,
you can't get registered.
It's becoming more and more difficult. And
that's
because
sad.
It's now
I've heard about this. Yeah,
it's not. They're not making as much money from it.
Yeah,
where they're
the price
making
has gone way down.
Precisely.
Yeah,
so that's the only negatives I've seen.
There is a negative. Yeah, I saw that. I think it's called Weed Etiquette. It's a Vice documentary.
Okay.
And it does speak about the negatives towards the farmers or the people who have been growing marijuana full time, make a benefit from it. And usually, it's like people who are not so privileged in life because they're looking to make an income where they wouldn't make the same income.
Yeah.
You know, so it's people who are less privileged. Absolutely. But now all these rich white dudes who are obviously at the top of the privilege chain of land are coming in and making these weed companies, raking in all this cash, while the people who are in less privileged groups are unfortunately being penalised for it and still stereotyped for it and still,
Well, it's
and they
it's
can't become, the they fact can't become that legal because they got felons. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And it with being in the US at the moment, and as wonderful it is that we got to go into a store and buy some weed and it's all legal, there are people still in prison for selling weed.
Yeah, isn't that outrageous? In this very state, in California.
Silly, isn't it?
It's ridiculous. You have to go back and pardon all these people. It's just not feasible, you know?
On the background of this podcast is going to be all the suicide girls. We're currently in a suicide girl's house in LA. And
as we said earlier, and somebody has just arrived, clearly, because everyone's very excited.
It's a full house. It's a full house.
There is a lot of partying going on here.
Yes.
Whereas we are here shut away in this beautiful room, smoking weed, getting high, doing our podcast.
Yeah.
I think we spoke about that point really well.
Do you know what?
I think we smashed that point.
Do you know what? I think we did a good job
High five.
Yes.
How are you feeling, Bea? Let's do a high scale. Let's do a high check.
Should we do a 1 to 10 or 1 to 20?
Yeah, 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'm feeling maybe 3.5.
I was going to say 4.
You were going to say 4?
I was going to say 4. Okay. I'm going to say 4, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to write it down. I'm confident.
Write it down.
Speaking of, let's go. Okay, let's do
a
chart.
Let's keep a tally.
B versus other B, Becca. Here we go. So B is a 3.5. Becca's a 4.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of levels of highness, B, I think we can cut the point off. Let's reminisce upon the time that B got so high she couldn't see. B, would you like to tell us the story? This is a point on our list, of course. B, would you like to... Please tell us the story.
Okay, so This one time, we, a few of the Disgrace Girls all got together and decided we were going to have a night out where we were going to go out and we weren't going to work, and it was just going to be us having a nice time on a night out. So we went out, we had a great time.
We did.
We got back to our friend's house, and we won't say which country this was in because we will not be admitting to any illegalities.
No way ever.
So, not at all. We are
strong. Law-abiding citizens.
Christian women. So we got back to our friend's house in Schmirmingham.
Please don't rhyme with Schmirmingham.
Schmirmingham has a lot of shrummies.
Shrummies.
So yeah. We go back to her house.
Yep.
And we're all sort of chilling out. Going, oh, I'm really tired, but I'm not tired. And then our friend says, hey, I've got a little schmuck. So, okay, I'm now a solid 5 out of 10.
She's a solid 5.
So, we get back to... I'm telling the story like 4 times.
Jesus, tell the story, gross. Tell the story.
So we get back to our friend's house in Schmirmingham.
Schmirmingham.
Our friend says, I've got some weed. Do you want to smoke? Let's smirk. We were like, yes, let's all sit down and
smoke. Yes, I will smoke some weed right now.
Exactly. So we did, and it was brilliant. I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was great.
It was great weed.
It was great. So within 10 minutes...
I may or may not have been the procurer. Is that a word?
I think it's when you acquire.
Yeah. So I may or may not be that person. That provided the weed.
I don't think you were. I think it was...
No. It was may or may not have been me.
It may or may not have been. So, yeah. So within 10 minutes or so, we are all zonked out on this sofa bed.
Yes.
In so her great. Living room.
We're like 4 girls stuffed and spooning in a sofa bed.
Yeah, literally just all lay down together. And for some reason, I had closed my eyes and couldn't figure out how to open them again.
She'd forgotten.
So I sat up in slow motion, panicked as fuck and high going, guys, I can't see. And then they all burst out laughing. Because I'm sat there raising my eyebrows as high as they'll go, but keeping my eyelids shut.
She forgot how to see.
I know, and I just had my eyes closed, but I didn't realise.
You did, it was so obvious. It was dark, and I could see, and I had took my contact lens out, and I could see that you had your eyes closed. It was so obvious.
I know. I thought that raising my eyebrows was the same as opening my eyes.
Right.
So I just thought, oh my god, my eyes are open and everything's black. This is it. I can't see. I've gone blind.
This is it. Crisis.
Just like flicking born, just like crying and laughing at me.
And you, yeah, obviously she's pissing my pants laughing at you.
I think you did pee, actually.
I
think you did.
Did I?
It's one of a few times now that you've peed.
No.
We've all just been there.
Thank you so much. Why would you say that? That's not the truth. You're a liar. Liar.
Listen, I'm speaking my truth, okay?
Your truth. All right, B. That's the end of that point. We got to rate our highness now.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm a solid 5.
She's a solid 5. I'm going to say I'm still at a 4.
You really?
Yeah.
I've just fallen behind you a bit.
Maybe you've dropped in. Well, I suppose we should pick another point. Would you like to pick a point from our list of things to discuss on our podcast?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna smoke another bowl because I need to catch up with you. There we go.
Oh yeah. I feel like I'm gonna go with the first thing we wrote down because I disagree with writing this because I thought
why? I thought it'd be fun.
Fish. Okay. So let's have a little.
Do you wanna read it out? You do the intro for it.
So, today on the B&B podcast. That was awful.
That was great. B&B podcast.
More names, different names. B&B podcast. Rebecca and the B, the boobies. Were we in line to get into the box? We were waiting for Bambi to come and get us from the front. And some random guy said, what are your names? I'm like, oh, Becker and B. B, booby, boo, beck, beck, bees, boo, boobies, the two boobies,
the two boobies.
Oh, yeah.
We're the two boobies.
What were we talking about?
I don't remember that. You were reading out your point on the list that you chose.
I mean, I looked down as I said what we're talking about, and it still didn't occur to me that that's what I was supposed to do.
So,
by the way, we are currently smoking the sativa that we picked up the other day.
Yeah, it's lovely.
can't even remember what it's called.
It's called, oh my goodness.
Jesus.
It was written on the box.
We do have, yeah, it was written on the box, but we didn't.
It may be on the bottom. No, I don't know. It's on the box. Let's check out the box.
If you're on Acast,
it's called Orangeade.
Oh, there we go. It's called Orangeade.
So my favorite strain of weed ever now is Orangeade. So if anyone can ever get that in England, or not get it in England, because it's illegal, in a place that may or may not remember Schmingland.
We're closest to
hit
Schmunden.
Me up, yo.
Bitch.
Carry on with the point.
Yeah, anyway, so this thing that Becca wanted us to talk about whilst high.
Yep.
Where games to play when drunk.
Right, there's so many. So many things to talk about.
Yeah, but
what's your favourite one?
I mean,
I'm going to let you smell the bowl and talk to you about my favourite drinking game.
Thank you.
My favourite drinking game
is
it used to be Never Have I Ever, because I would always get smashed. With Never Have I Ever.
So. Never Have I Ever. Drink.
Drink. But the other day, I played with my friends. It wasn't even really a drinking game. It was just kind of a game. Actually, maybe that doesn't count. I played Heads Up with them.
Oh, my God.
You know when you have the thing on your head?
Yeah, like when you have your phone on it and you got to flip it.
Yeah. Okay. But as everyone had one post-it note. It was old school. It was analog. We wrote something on a post-it note and put it on your head, and you had to ask questions to the group and figure out who was what.
That's not Heads Up. Jesus Christ.
Isn't that what it is?
Oh my God, are you serious?
What's that called?
You turned Heads Up analog. Are you taking the piss right now?
Yeah.
That's a fucking game already, you
What's
dick.
It called?
I can't remember.
I think it's called Heads Up.
No, it's when this way
you. It's similar. Do you know what it is? Guess what you are.
You turn Heads Up analog. Are you. That game has been around since you were a grasshopper.
No, I said we were doing it analog. I knew it was already a thing because I'd played it before analog. Because I used to have a band. It was a plastic band that you put around your head and you put a card in it. It was a game. Like, oh,
what was it
called? I think it was called Heads Up. It was called Heads Something. Or I can't remember. If you know what it is, let go know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is. We were playing that.
Tweet,
and it was really
conversation,
fun.
Hashtag
and I thought
B&B
of a really
podcast.
Good one. And I just want to tell everyone because I'm really proud of it. It was somebody had to guess that they were Scale Electrics. Do you even know what Scale Electrics are, B? You're so young. Do you know what they are?
Scale Electrics are the things that you build.
Yeah, and then what they do are. Race.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I feel like you're picturing something then.
Oh my God. Race. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Now we're playing Heads Up.
No.
Okay. what were we talking about?
I think Heads Up. Not Heads Up.
Yeah, that was my favorite to play. What's your favorite? Did you hit the pipe?
I did, yeah.
I'll hit the pipe. What's your favorite drinking
game? Do you know what? I think, I'm having trouble. There was one at, when I was younger, my uncle and aunties have parties.
Mm.
And we go over and they get all of their neighbours over. And one of the games was you tie a piece of string around your waist.
What?
Listen.
This sounds insane.
I'm getting to the good bit. I'm getting to the good bit. So, you tie it in a knot with one bit of the knot. One of the string is really long, right?
Yeah.
So it's around your waist and you've got a long string. At the end of that string.
Right.
sound like my name should be Eugene then. At the end of the string, you tie a banana. And listen, stop laughing. I'm telling the truth. And then I'm telling
not real.
The listeners at home might want to play this game with
this
their kids.
This game is not
so
real. I'm so
up.
Sorry, beautiful.
No, it is,
humans.
Right?
So you have a string around your waist.
Right, listen.
Tied to the end of the banana.
Be serious now. Serious time. Serious time on the B&B podcast.
Okay.
We need to come up with a different name because that is shit.
No, I like it. Oh, I like it.
How about...
No,
I'm just getting off topic.
Sorry.
Okay. So you go outside.
Right.
Probably...
Right. With a banana on the string.
Or you don't have to go outside. You just need flat ground. For some reason, the only flat ground I could think of was pavement. So
right.
So you go out onto the pavement for no reason.
Right.
And you have a marker, like, I don't know, a few feet away from you.
Yeah.
And you stand a few feet away from it.
Yeah.
And like golf, you put a ball on the floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to thrust your hips so the banana moves to hit the ball to get it into the thing.
That is not a real game.
If it's not a real game, I just invented the best pissed game ever.
No.
So, we're going to call
creepy.
That Bee's Bananas.
Bee's Bananas.
Bee is Bananas, I'll tell you that. It's called Bee's Banana.
That's not a real thing.
Bee's Banana Balls. Oh, that's banana blood. Okay, I just patented that. These banana balls.
No, you didn't patent it. You have to file for a patent. You can rewrite it. You have to.
I just say trademark.
That can take a long time to go through. You can't just say patent and this patented.
Would you put TM next to it?
No, that's trademark.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or copyright. You want to see. You don't understand. You're not as wise as old I.
Did you forget well, what I came up to
what,
say?
What point in our list was that we were talking about?
That was like number
that was, one. That was number one. We ticked that off. I threw one of the pens, so that's good. Yes. That's why I had two pens. I knew I would do that. Anyway.
You're packing the ball, man.
Drunk dumb. Okay, Jesus. I'm packing the ball. Okay, B. The next thing I would like to discuss on our list.
What would you like to discuss on our list?
I wanted to go a bit more serious.
Oh, Jesus.
Do we have to lower our voices too?
Tampons versus menstrual cups.
Oh, we talk about this a lot, don't
we? We talk about this a lot, and I think it's very important for people to know the difference. If you have a vagina and you're interested in learning about menstrual cups, keep listening. If you're if you don't have a vagina and you don't wish to listen, or you just you do have a vagina and you don't wish to listen at all, you feel free to skip through this part. I will put some markers on Acast so you can see where to skip to. But if not, skip forward, I would say, about 10 minutes. You'll be pretty safe.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about tampons and menstrual cups.
Yeah. I feel like for any guys listening that may have never probably bought tampons before, you need to understand that tampons are like what? What would you say for a box, a standard box of 20?
I would say it's like about fiver.
About £5?
Yeah, for 20.
Okay, so, and for some women, can go through like two boxes in a period.
Yeah.
Like that's like a, okay, cool. So that's like £10 per period. So for £10... every single month is going towards something we don't even really want to have, right?
Yeah.
So,
but I'm going to stop you right there. You're saying man and woman. Should we be saying? Would it be more correct to say people with and without vaginas?
Do you know what? Thank you for correcting me there.
I was wondering. No, I'm just wondering if it is. Is it correct? Is it because we are insinuating a stereotype? Because we are talking about stereotypes. Is it okay to say man and woman? Or should we stick to very, very strict terms?
Let's go for people with and without vaginas. Yeah. Thank you for calling me up on that.
No, I'm just curious. I was curious myself.
Yeah, I wanted to hear your
clarification.
Stereotypical.
So if you could have come back with a good comeback to me, I would have been like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
But you say that, right, and that's good. All right, let's move on. Carry on.
Okay, that was really respectful.
That's good, we got it.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate this handshake on that.
That's good.
That was a good handshake. I enjoyed that. You can hear my phrases talking there. So, B, you're talking about tampons and cups for people with vaginas.
Yeah, it's people with vaginas. So people without vaginas, right, it's fucking expensive having a period, mate.
Really expensive.
So when these menstrual cups came around, they seem expensive because a lot of them are like £19.
About £20, I'd say, is the average.
So, I personally thought, holy shit, I'm not paying that for a cup that I will probably use like twice, lose it.
Oh, you reckon you're going to lose it?
Oh, definitely.
See, I lose a lot of things, but I've never lost any of mine.
Really?
I've had a few now.
But that's the thing, like, I'm thinking I pay £10 a month at least.
Yeah.
Do I want to rather pay that or would I rather pay this 20 now? And then have something.
And it's better for the planet.
Exactly. So, just for people without vaginas, this is what I was thinking about when the cups came around. Because it's expensive.
It is an outright cost. I think in the beginning they were more expensive too, and you had to pay shipping. And no one was really sure. There was no like reviews. You couldn't ask anyone about it. Like, none of your friends had one. I couldn't. They were a bit, I don't know, there was a bit of... Periods have always been a taboo.
Yeah, so subject. Who's actually going to go on the internet to talk
and say, or to ask your friend and be like, hey, do you collect your menstrual blood in a cup and then pour it in the toilet?
Because
that is
not
what a menstrual cup is.
Exactly.
But like nobody wants to talk about it.
But no one actually wants to speak about it. And like, even on the news, who was it that someone from Love Island was brought out with his balls out so that a doctor could show guys how to check for lumps?
Really?
How is it that a guy's testicles can be on screen,
but
period, in tampon commercials, it's blue liquid?
Like, I hate it.
That you've actually just got someone's genitals out, but showing something that comes out of genitals.
Blood that everyone has anyway. Yeah,
exactly.
That is part... It's like a huge part of our lives. It's a huge part of everyone's life because no one would exist without it.
Exactly.
But it's because it's the biggest part.
The taboos that... Yeah.
It's outrageous. That creating life can become so taboo. Part of creating life becomes so taboo.
Yeah, but it's...
Our own existence we have criticised.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awful?
It is. We should criticise ourselves less and just smoke more.
Smokeable.
But it's the taboos of that mean that looking online for reviews of the cups and see like how they work and blah 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 was pretty much impossible at the start because no one would actually go on the internet and say, So this is how I put something inside my vagina to collect my menstrual blood.
Yeah. And this is a horror story that I have. Like, there are horror stories. Like, it's a new menstrual product that you have to use.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can get messy. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah. And now every girl that has a menstrual cup will have their own blood all over the bathroom floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone does. But it's fine. It's blood. Yeah. Like, you clean it up. It's just like a normal thing. Like, it happens. We have to deal with it. And it's, I think it's the most kindest to the planet and kindest to your body.
Yeah.
Way to do it. I'm very forgetful. I always forget.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Change my tampon often enough, and I'll put my hands up and admit that, and that's very bad. Mm-hmm. So a menstrual cup is better for your body in that way. And also, absolutely, I think it doesn't leave fibres in your vagina too.
Yeah, and also, that's another thing that I think people that don't have vaginas don't understand, is that when you put tampons in, and even when you have pads, those fibres are
aggravating, very sensitive area of your body.
Yeah, and the fact that tampons actually have carcinogenics in.
Yeah, they do.
Using tampons puts... It's like fiberglass
in cancer. Yeah, it's kind of like a fiberglass like type material. It's not fiberglass, obviously.
That's crazy.
We shouldn't be allowed to use that. That wouldn't be allowed. It's very similar to like the male pill trial. Like the side effects were deemed too much in this day and age for men. But when the pill was invented, it was deemed as fine for women. Yes,
and the fact that the side effects for men are pretty much just a normal period for women.
Exactly, that's a normal period. We have that anyway without the fucking thing. Anyway, we've gone off topic. Tampons versus cups. It is interesting, though, how it is a subject that has been narrated strongly by the patriarchy until now. We've been owned by it. But tampons versus cups, this is why we are talking about them now, because we are busting through the patriarchy. What do you prefer, tampons or cups?
Well, I'm not going to be able to give my answer yet because we have got new cups waiting for us back at your house.
Back at my house.
Because they have a valve.
Yeah, they have a valve.
Now, I think after using that, I'm probably going to say cups all the way.
Yeah.
Because I hate tampons anyway.
Yeah, tampons.
In fact, you know what? I think I probably, if I wasn't going to leave the house and I didn't have any plans when I was on my period, if all I had was tampons, I would probably just... free bleed.
I try and do it a bit towards the beginning and the end of it.
Yeah, just sort of like
try and not have something in your body.
It's fine, but yeah, I
tampons
think
are that bad
after, because I haven't tried a cup yet.
Yeah,
I'll have to come back on your podcast after I tried one and talk about
We'll talk about menstrual products.
Yes, do it.
I think it's an important thing to talk about.
I completely concur.
Huge,
especially for single dads. Absolutely. Because they don't fucking know what they're buying.
People need to know. It's important. I think it's just knowledge. Knowledge is power. How can anyone be worse off knowing about it?
Exactly.
There you go. And you can choose to listen to it or not. It's up to you.
What do you think? Tampons are...
I'm a cup girl all the way. I've had a cup for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
It saved my life. I go to a lot of festivals. I go out and leave my house for a long period of time. Sometimes I don't have a lot of luggage. Sometimes I forget to buy tampons. I'm very forgetful. Sometimes I'm just away for so long that I run out of tampons. And this is just something that you can forever, always, you can just clean it in the bathroom. You can clean it whether you're in a stall with tissue paper. You can clean it in the sink if you're a luxury of a sink. And it's great. And it lasts me forever. and it's never let me down. And I actually, you know what? I haven't lost it. I've been very protective over it.
I'm so grateful you haven't lost it. I'm surprised.
I've almost chucked it. And the only fear I have is like chucking it down the toilet and losing it.
Oh, I would definitely do that.
Yeah, I know. I have two and I've never done that. And I've got my third one on the way with the valve. I have a horror story, of course. I poured the blood all over the floor of a public bathroom, whatever, I cleaned it up.
Oh.
But the valve one is really exciting for me. I'm a full cup all the way girl. I think everyone should have cups. I think tampons are so polluting to the planet. That was a huge motivator for me.
Oh, absolutely.
A huge motivator. Yeah. They create so much waste.
If I have to have one, I use pads.
Yeah.
But pads are so much worse than tampons.
They're so uncomfortable for me.
Oh, they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah, they're awful. It's like wearing a horrible nappy.
Again, that's why I always just try to not leave the house and then I can just not just do anything.
Bleed, yeah.
Just walk around with no pants on.
Exactly, just bleed and wipe your blood up. It's fine.
Let the baby come breathe.
It's not like a river.
Let her breathe.
Let your baby girl breathe.
Daddy.
Stop making things sexual, be.
Sorry.
All right, let's tip that off our list.
Okay, cool.
Excellent conversation on that, guys. Well done.
Well done, everyone.
Would you like to choose the next subject?
I will choose the next subject.
I think you should smoke that pipe while you're choosing the next subject.
Let me look for a thing while I'm...
Okay, have a little peruse of our list. We've got a couple things left on here. Something... Oh, wait, we need to rate our highness, B, for goodness sake.
Oh,
how could I forget? What are you going to go with? You seem pretty high, B.
I'm pretty high.
How high are you, B?
I'm going to say 7.
I was going to say 7. I was going to get 7 for you. I'm going to go, I don't know if I'm a 5 or a 6. I think if I took another hit on that pipe, I'm going to be a 6. I'm going to go for a 6.
Okay, cool.
I think I'm going to do a double hit on this pipe, so I get super high.
Do.
Now you can choose your list. Have a little peruser and chat to our listeners about what's going through your mind.
What's going through my mind right now?
Yeah, I'm going to reload this.
Honestly, what's going through my mind right now is probably what I'm going to pick to talk about next.
Okay, I'm quite excited about it. What do you think about some of the other options? Are you excited to talk about this?
Do you know what? Yeah. I mean, I'm excited to talk about this one.
Okay,
that's good. This whole portion of me speaking is going to be... death to listeners, because I'm just saying, and I've already forgotten what the fuck I was talking about.
She's already forgotten halfway through what she listened to. Right, well, I'm gonna smoke my second bowl. Here we go.
So,
all right, girl, do you want to read out to the listeners? I'm gonna finish this whole bowl so I get
okay,
super
y'all,
high.
You want to read it out to the listeners?
I want to catch up with you. Listen now, B Ducks.
Yo,
you read out to the listeners.
I got
the intro.
A story.
What do you want to talk about next? Read it out.
I'm not going to read it out. I'm going to give a little intro to it.
Okay, give a little intro. Now, start now while I'm
talking. Let me do my thing.
Here we go.
Okay, so. Now, a lot of friends of mine will know by now that sometimes, if you catch me unaware, and I've been sat looking at my phone for quite some time, the likelihood is I have found my way to something pig-related, and I've got lost. A lot of the times... you maybe watch porn on your phone and someone says, let me check something on Safari. And you go, whoa, hang on a minute, because you know full well the last tab was porn.
Pornhub or something.
That happens to me, but it's pigs. So my friend will say, let me just look something up. And I'll be like, oh, no, wait. And they'll open the tab and it will be literally pigs. Googled.
Just Googled pigs.
The word
not even like Tumblr pigs, not even like cute pigs, just Googled.
I just love pigs, man.
The word pigs.
Pigs.
I think I would understand it if you had, if you followed like a cute pig on Instagram.
I do.
Looking through his feed. You just Googled. It would just be like a diagram of a pig.
I wanted to standing see what there, stuck straight.
Do you know what the pig lineup on the Google Images is?
I mean, I used to. No,
oh my gosh, I bet you do. Just... do you think you could identify the pig lineup on Google if they were given the line of images? Do you reckon you could identify?
No, I mean, I'm not that bad. But I just love them. And yeah, if more people in a day when they got angry,
yeah.
If they don't be if doing that next to the thing.
I'm so sorry.
Jesus. Sorry for that, Liz.
Sorry, Lynn, for the loud noise there that I made.
Sorry, but ow.
If there was even a noise
sorry,
at all.
People. It was not. Shut up.
Anyway, pigs.
What?
You were talking about pigs.
Obviously, I'm always talking about pigs. But yeah. What was I saying?
You Google pictures of pigs and you do know the top lineup for pigs.
No, yeah, it's not real. Shut up.
Do you reckon you could pick out?
Don't right now, crawlers.
I reckon you could.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
Go on then.
Right, if my people.
Right, go on then. Oh,
if
people,
my
yeah.
people yeah. in a day, if yeah. you go, oh, is that for me?
That's for you, mate. Pack for you.
A gift?
If more people in a way.
For me?
No, oh my god. You're going to forget what you're saying.
If more people in a day, when they got angry or sad or annoyed.
Right.
Googled something that brought them joy instead of getting mad and manifesting the madness over it.
What if they kept
the world would be
themselves?
So much better.
Yeah,
it would be. The other day, I was really sad and I was like, oh, I'm so sad.
And you Googled pictures of pigs.
Suddenly in the back of my brain went, what brings you joy? Like that gratitude cafe. What brings you joy?
I like that.
Yeah, that one. I just feel like if you love cheese and someone has just cut you up on the motorway and you feel like shit, when you pull over or the destination you're getting to, don't go on your phone while you're driving.
That was a terrible example, but there's so many other examples I could have.
But when you get to the place where you're going,
yeah,
just before you walk into that meeting,
before you even get
that
out of the
interview,
car.
Meet up with your friends and your family before you even get out of the car, just Google cheese.
Or think about your favourite cheese.
And you'll look at all those photos of cheese and you'll be like, man, I am so happy cheese exists. And by the time you're walking into the interview or whatever, they'll be like, oh, this dude is so chill.
Yes.
I like this guy. And then you'll be like, yeah, because I love cheese. And they'll be like, whoa, we love cheese too.
Uh-huh. I'll be honest, I do not halfway through that story entirely to look at the list of things that we could do. But I was just trusting that we'd keep talking.
And I did.
And you did. This is the part of the podcast where we listen back to it and it starts to make no sense.
But it's fine. Do you know what? We're on the smoking bowls at the minute. We have got some Lowell smokes.
Well, you've got to finish that bowl right now.
Fuck.
All of it? And yeah, you got to finish that whole bowl right now.
Damn.
We're going to do a little marathon. Like, you know, the drinking we like to drink with B.
Oh,
but I'll
geez.
Do that and you have to smoke it for as long as I sing the song, okay?
Fuck
we
no.
like to smoke with B. Are you ready?
I'm not doing that shit.
Keep doing hits for the whole duration of the song, okay?
I will throw up on you.
No, you won't. You'll be fine. I just did it for a whole bowl. I smoked a whole bowl to catch up with you. And now I'm at a seven.
You can't peer pressure me, Becca.
I can.
I'm too strong.
No.
My will is too strong.
B wants to be me.
That is not true. You are taking that out.
We like to smoke with B because B is our mate. And when we smoke with B, she smokes her weed in A.
I need a drink.
Oh, she needs a drink. Here we go. Here's some water for you. Unfortunately, that is a side effect of marijuana. If you've never smoked marijuana before, how would you describe it to an alien?
Dry.
Drying, but mind-opening.
Delicious.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and pick another thing off this list. What did we just talk about? Did we talk about pick up?
Well, no, we didn't. That's not even what we didn't even get there.
We were talking about pick up.
We didn't even get there because I was so happy to be talking about pigs.
So she was talking about pigs, and one day I asked her to Google something on her phone, and I opened it up Safari on her phone, and she Googled pictures of pigs. She hadn't. It was like pickup.com. Sometimes you see Pornhub on people's phones. On B's phone, it's pickup.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Instead of
but
porn.
It wasn't even like pigs. A cute pig on Instagram. She just Googled pigs. It was weird.
I just like to Google pigs.
No, let's take it off the fucking list now. Get rid of it.
Bye, pigs. Love you.
All right, B.
Good talking about you.
Let's talk about
being high.
This is related to pigs, I suppose, but only for me. what's your favorite meal been since you've been?
You are a little horrible bitch. That poor little pig.
Oh,
my favorite meal.
Yeah.
Since getting to LA.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really hard because I love veggie grill so.
We had veggie grill tacos sat here right for our high selves right now.
Veggie grill tacos.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know what?
What?
We gotta rate our highness before we continue this conversation. How high do you reckon you are now? I'm at a solid 7.5.
I am in an 8.
She's an 8?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. You gotta finish that bowl.
And
we'll smoke these little smokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, back to our subject, which was...
My favourite meal.
Favourite meal since you've been in LA.
Now.
Right.
This answer is gonna piss my other half off.
Oh, shit.
But I liked when we had all those different cakes.
Whoa!
So cakes was my favourite meal.
Do you mean the first lot of
cakes?
Or the second lot last night?
How many times have I had
Oreo cake? Cheesecake.
Oh.
That was delicious.
There's so much vegan stuff. Do you know what my favourite thing about LA is how many options
there
are.
Very vegan friendly. And like, you know what? The vegan food is really good. These tacos I had the other day from Veggie Grill, which are totally vegan, are delicious.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the difference.
There's some like really chicken tasting chicken that is not chicken. Oh,
that sounds
so
like a bizarre
good.
Sentence, but it's true.
The Impossible Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Your feet are so warm.
Yeah, I know. My legs go, they cramp sometimes. So, your favourite meal was cakes. Smell the goddamn ball.
Goddamn bitch.
Okay, I do. Okay. What was your favourite meal?
My favourite meals have been in LA.
A cupcake, so that was mine.
I actually don't know. What meal did I have and I thought, no, this is dope. You know what? The Thai food we had. No, you know what? The curry we had.
Oh, the curry.
We had nice takeaway curry. We haven't really been to any restaurants or anything yet. No. Where did we go? Oh, I had an unhealthy burger. No, I think we had a really nice curry. We haven't actually had a chance to go to any, like, interesting restaurants or anything yet.
No, we haven't. But to be fair, when everything can be delivered and there's so much great option
delivered, yeah. What do we have delivered earlier today?
And we had cake delivered.
Did we have cake delivered?
Probably.
I think we did.
We had grilled, roasted, deep fried something, cauliflowers with buffalo sauce.
Yeah, no, that was this and order. Tacos. We had something before we ordered. Do you remember?
Oh, we had burgers, man.
Truffle burger. That
was my favorite one. Dude. The truffle burger is my favorite meal since I've been in LA today.
And I had the Impossible Burger, which is
vegan burger.
Yes, and it was
and the
so
patty
good.
Tasted, I tried it, it tasted very, very close to me. It's very soft, but the taste and everything, and the texture was pretty much right.
It's meat, right?
It's just the firmness.
Sometimes I worry ordering from places that aren't vegan, but they have a vegan option, that it's actually just got milk in it, or it's actually just chicken. The reason it's so good is because it's meat.
Oh, maybe. Because it's so convincing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're doing the right thing for the planet. You're doing a good thing. Veganism can never be a bad thing.
This is very true.
I wish I could commit to it.
Yeah, I wish I could eat chicken.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You'll get there. The movement's taking hold. It's going to be great. Vegan food's going to be great.
Woo!
So that I guess concludes our section on favorite meal since we've been in LA. Unless there's anywhere else we want to plug shamelessly, I had a dope ice cream sandwich the other day. Where was that
so
from?
So good. I have no idea where that was from.
That was the one you were looking at earlier.
No, I was talking about Van Leeuwen. Van Leeuwen's really good.
Are those ice cream sandwiches? I had one of those. Do you remember?
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I know what you mean. But I can't remember who.
You
it
don't
was.
Know who it was. I don't know who it was, but it was a delicious ice cream sandwich. And changed my life. So that's all I want to plug for that. So I'm gonna cross that off.
Even though we haven't been yet, but we'll be going. Right. I'm gonna plug Donut Friend because.
Okay.
I see. Those are some serious donuts, though.
You're a donut.
Yeah. But you're a donut, too.
Okay, great. Are you done smoking the bowl? Because we got two more points left, and they're in a specific order.
Oh, Jesus.
And we got to finish this bowl, and we're going to smoke a Lowell smokes quick, and
we
then we'll be so
fucking
baked.
So
fucking
high.
I'm probably going to forget to press pause or end on this podcast.
We can have just lots of outtakes at the end.
It's going to be great. Well, there's going to be no outtakes. This is going to be a one straight through conversation.
Let's
go straight through everything. Here, would you like to use the paper clip to clean your bowl up?
No.
Right, okay. Well, I'm going to get one of these straights out ready. I'm going to do a quick plug. We did a nice video today.
We did.
Didn't we? We did a video about Lowell Smokes.
We did.
It's
going to
be on YouTube. Have we spoken about this already?
No.
Okay, let's speak about it. So that's what we did today. And that's how we ended up Super Stone coming up with the idea to have a podcast.
The other day we went to...
Can't get out. It's so exciting happening to me. You carry on talking.
Oh,
finish
the
story.
Okay. So the other day we got to go to the Lowell offices in LA.
I guess we did.
And it's where they basically it's their base of operations.
Lowell is a weed company.
Yes.
In California.
Lowell is a brilliant weed company.
Yes.
And it's owned by our friend. So we went to the offices. Partly.
Yeah.
And and the offices are just gorgeous, like floor to ceiling windows, blah blah blah, blah.
Yeah.
But we were kindly given some influencer packs,
yes,
and inside them were lots of goodies, so we thought we'd do an unboxing video.
Yay!
So we filmed a little unboxing video of all the things that Lowell gave to us, so you can see that on YouTube soon. I just love Lowell so much.
Lowell's such a great company.
It's the design, everything's, it's just so innovative.
You gotta watch the video. Obviously, this episode will potentially come out before the video.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
But yeah, Lowell. Fucking, if you're in California and you're listening, check out Lowell. And if you're not in California, check it out. Because we discuss what weed could be like if it was legalized in like the UK and other places, right?
Yeah.
So it could be great.
Yeah.
I mean, we discussed that earlier as well.
We certainly did. But yeah, you'll have to watch the video because we do a whole thing there.
It's going
to
be great.
And you'll get to see in the video what it is that we're about to smoke.
Yes.
Yes. And this is a genius idea. It's a fucking genius idea.
They pack a punch.
I'm excited about it. Yeah, they really do. Let's do this. Are you ready?
Let's just go.
Here we go. We're on.
I don't know how to finish this bowl, you know. So while you spot that, I'll just finish this bowl.
Okay, you finish the bowl off, and I will read out the title of our category, okay?
3, 2, 1.
Let's do it. Sobi, how is your year going, and what did you learn last year?
Wow.
That's quite a deep one. We put that one in to be the deep one.
That's deep.
Did we rate our highness? We did. No. We did. We're 8 and 7.5. Mm-hmm. And we're about to smoke this smoke. Okay, so yeah, your answer to the question, please.
How's my year going? My year. 2019. Oh, I love that sound. 2019 is going really, really well, actually. I mean, in my head, I'm sort of trying to think back to what's happened so far this year. And it's currently the 19th or something.
It is, I believe, yes.
So this year has started fucking brilliantly.
Yeah.
It has started with...
We're in LA right now.
Living the dream. Legit. Smoking legal marijuana.
So legal.
So
recreationally legal.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Bloody brilliant.
And a few days before coming out here, I got to go to a fire class for the first time in my life, which was wicked.
That was
loved that.
I enjoyed that a lot.
So yeah,
I think if there is smoke detector in here, but I don't think so. Oh, there is over there.
Oh, there it is. Oops.
Nah, it's all good. It's gonna be fine.
If the alarm goes off, it's definitely us.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm wrong.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about how's your year going? What lessons did you learn last year?
So this year started with pizza.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire eating,
I would say.
Yeah, I would say that also.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And fucking coming out to LA.
Yeah.
So I'd say my year is going pretty fucking well so far.
That's good. How's your year?
Yeah, what's about your
year? I would say it's definitely going better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've modified my environment, people I hang around with, really, to the point where now I'm very happy.
You're selective.
Yeah, I'm very selective with who I hang around with and what I do now. And, you know, and I've started therapy. I started therapy last year, but it's continuing this year. And it's one of the best things I've done in my whole life. Like,
good.
It's legitimately changed my life. This year's going very well. I caught up on a lot of work. I let myself get very behind in December. I caught up on my work and now I'm in LA. So my year's going really fucking well.
True story. Yeah. And not only are you in LA with me,
yes,
but I also helped you catch up on all your work from December.
You did. So thank you so much for that.
We've been quite intrinsic in our positive memories so far this year.
I believe we have, miss. I believe we have.
I like that a lot.
I enjoy that.
Yeah, so my year so far has gone pretty well.
That's good. What lessons did you learn?
What lessons did I learn? Okay.
I learned a lot, I think. Or a lot of things happened.
Yeah.
I think I'm still processing the lessons.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Definitely still processing lessons from last year.
Yeah.
I've learned that. Fuck. That's actually... I thought about... When we were speaking about this earlier,
yeah.
I really, really thought about what I would say.
Really?
And I sort of fell short of it.
I think everything I could say has been helped me realize by my therapist.
Yeah.
Well, that's still I learned. But it's more what I've learned about myself as a whole, not just from last year. Maybe I learned not to buy a car off a dodgy dealer because I went through 3 cars.
Yeah.
Or maybe I learned
not to
always please people. I think that's one thing. That's something my therapist helped me realize.
Yeah, because you are always trying to please people.
I was trying to please people up to a fault of myself. Put myself in harm's way to please someone else.
Silly.
Can't be asked anymore.
Yeah.
That's something I learned last year.
And I'm impatient, so patience is something that I have been learning and trying to continue to learn.
Really, I am learning that I'm a control freak.
Yeah.
I reveled in chaos, and I do kind of revel in chaos, but I'm also a control freak. I control that chaos entirely. I enjoy creating it and controlling it.
Yeah. What you need to calm down on? We don't need no chaos. All we need is chill.
I think my brain just creates chaos to create interestingness because I fear the mundane.
Yes, you do. Sometimes it's necessary, though. Mundane, but necessary.
Of course, it creates contrast. Otherwise, the interesting stuff would never be interesting.
Yeah. true story.
It's something that I watched Bohemian Rhapsody last year.
Oh, I loved Bohemian
and Rhapsody. And Freddie Mercury said something about the in-between moments, and he cannot stand them. And I've never related to anything more in a movie and a person. Like, I really relate to him.
Yeah.
In that. I fear the in-between moments, the moments where I'm... Because I now live alone. I have no housemates. That was another big change last year. And I now sit there and I'm like, I'm truly alone. Like, I could do anything I want right now. I could go off the rails right now and do something crazy. Or, like, yeah.
Or not.
Yeah, or not. Like, or not. Exactly. Yeah.
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 Cool.
It was good. It's good. I learned a lot.
You learned a lot last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do anything else?
I think it was not like a learning, but a sort of realizing that my friends need me as much as I need them.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. Which is a really nice thing. Learning over the past few years. That especially last year and a little bit of the year before, that I really need to learn how to be loved by people.
I think you do.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so that's something that
that's good to learn.
I've learned, and I'm.
How are you doing on that?
I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm getting there. We'll see. Yeah.
All right, I think we can tick that category off, B.
Well done us.
Let's tick that off. I'm proud of us. Yeah. And I'm proud of looking at things in such a positive way.
I concur.
Yeah. Okay, B, so before I relight that joint for you,
yeah,
we got to rate our highness. What are you?
I am a 9.2
out of 10. Yeah. I was going to go for a straight 9. So we'll see where we're at with that. And let's relight this joint.
Sweet.
And complete our final point. I'm not sure. This may involve a lot of memory recall, which I feel is quite foolish to have left to the end. As a stoner.
I can think of one thing we haven't done, so...
What? No. That we've done all the points. Yeah, we've done them all. I promise you.
Mm-hmm.
It's our final category.
Yeah.
As I light this joint, I will describe... Put it in your mouth so I can light it for you. We're gonna do it for each other. Teamwork. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this.
Ready? Fuck. Sound of the match. Get it, girl. She's gonna light it. Our final category is plain fun times.
Whoa.
This is about our fun journey.
Oh, yeah.
Our fun journey to LA. Was it fun? Was it really eventful? Or have we made it eventful in our heads? I'm not sure anymore.
I feel like it was a pretty fucking chill.
It was quite a chill journey. We got. Yeah. We went to Heathrow early in the morning.
It was the Heathrow? Yeah, it was Heathrow.
It was Heathrow, and we had breakfast, and you had a Virgin Bloody Mary, but you tried your first mimosa.
Yes, I had a Virgin Bloody Mary, and I tried my first, like, sober mimosa, because I feel like every other time I had a mimosa, someone would have gone, do you want a mimosa? And I've gone, yeah! Like, I'm already fucked.
And you've already been drunk.
Yeah.
I see. So it's the first time you really learned... What
yeah,
like,
so
remember it.
So this time I got to try mimosa, yeah.
You
were, and then
we sat there for too long.
Yeah.
And then we looked at the board and our flight said, flight closing.
Yeah. Fuck, this always happens to us.
We looked at the gate and it was like a 20-minute walk away.
Fuck, oh my God, yes.
So we walked very fast.
That was not smart. And we were wearing our heaviest boots because we didn't want to put them in the suitcase.
Giant boots.
Yeah.
So we were like marched to the airport.
Running.
Noisy. Very noisy. But loads of people got on the plane. That was fine. We got on the plane.
Yeah, we went.
It's a really boring story.
I'm
just wondering about more.
Honestly, yes.
I think it is.
But we're gonna carry on.
But on the plane.
So we got on the plane,
and we decided we were gonna order champagne.
Yeah, I turned around to Becca, and
yeah.
And now, for those who may not know, I've been a sober human for a long time now.
A while.
Like no drinking, no nothing.
Nothing
apart from weed, because it's great.
Yeah.
I mean.
It's a plant.
Only medicine. When in the US where it's legal.
Yes.
And I'm not a criminal.
Yes.
Completely. Yeah, so what the fuck was I talking about?
No.
Yeah, so I've been sober as fuck.
She was sober.
So, but then I turn around to Becca on the plane and say,
yeah,
shall we go to champagne?
Let's get fucking champagne.
Becca said, That's yes. fucking get champagne.
So we did.
We ordered
champagne,
and they said, "Yeah, they said, well, we don't have the champagne yet. We got to put it on ice until the first half an hour." And we were like, "Oh, we got prosecco instead.
Fucking prosecco, which is great, which is bubbly alcohol. So we had
it was delicious.
And then
we had more.
We had our champagne. So we had like three glasses,
and then we had champagne.
We had three glasses of bubbly, fizzy, alcoholic stuff, which is what gets you fucked up.
And we were pretty happily
and
we were happy
and but then we had wine with the meal and I spilled half a bottle of wine so the bottle has like two glasses in it I spilled maybe like a third of the bottle so like just under a glass of wine on down my whole leg and it was everywhere on my seat. It looked like I pissed myself. It really looked like I pissed myself all this while I straightened
my I just heard you go
oh fuck.
I don't suppose you have any pants or trousers or jeans in your bag. like no, bitch, no.
Why?
Oh. You didn't either.
No, I didn't. I had my tiny backpack.
Yeah.
Okay, let this joint. Ready?
No.
Let's do this.
There you go.
Beautiful. Oh, look at that for teamwork. Woo! I'm loving all that's going on my knee. That's fine. That's totally fine. Thank you so much. Okay. Here we go. Okay, where were we in the story?
Yeah. So you whined all over yourself.
Whined all over myself. Had a nap. No, I was angry, so I pressed the ding for the lowest button to come up.
I've never used that button before.
I always go and see them, and I was mad, so I pressed it. I was like, ding. She came over, just like, did you mean to press that? And I was like, yes, I did.
Yes, bitch.
My slid off my table. Onto my neck.
And it's too your
slimy.
Fault.
It's too slimy.
The tray. Oh my god, yeah. You actually said, I think it's my tray. I think it's too slimy.
It was my tray. Because I cleaned it. I had to clean it. It was dirty, so I cleaned it. It was slimy, it was wet. So she was like, I'm so sorry, madam.
For you being on a plane.
Was it red or white? And I said, white. And she went and got me another whole bottle of wine. So actually, I had an extra glass of wine just for spilling one down my leg.
Oh, wow.
That's the end. And I've done it again. It's not going well. So that's my story. Oh, that's a way better idea. Fuck these matches. What the hell are we doing? Jesus. Okay, what was the rest of your plane story? Do you have any funny things?
I'm telling a story. So.
Smoke this. No, you got it. You got to finish it.
Oh, God, okay.
We got to finish it.
So.
Smoke his fucking hair. Put it out.
Wait, we can't put it out on his... Yes, what
can.
Is this?
We put it out on here, it's fine.
So, yeah.
Okay, what's your plane story, B?
Oh, that before getting off the plane, we both managed to get content for our AdMyMe and OnlyFans.
Oh my god, we did!
We both each took a little trip to the bathroom and then filmed a little thing and stuff for our OnlyFans and AdMyMe's. Becca's is onlyfans.com/catsandcrows.
Yes, it is.
And B's is admireme.vip/itshoneybee.
Good plug.
Thanks.
That's basically the end of the show.
I mean,
we're doing the plugs.
Fuck. I'm pretty fucking high.
Let's go to the totals, shall we? I don't think we need to rate each other again because we're both clearly a 10 out of 10. Right, let's add this up. 4, 4, 8.
Oh my god.
Are we gonna do math now? Get your phone calculator up and add these up.
Wait, were we supposed to... Were we doing a competition?
Yeah, wasn't it? It's now, bitch.
I thought we were just writing down.
No.
Oh, hi, we've
got to see who's added up the most.
Stone's not a competition.
I think it's gonna be
I'm
you.
Winning.
Oh, I think it is because you've got...
Hang on, right. Read me out.
Okay, so you are 3.5.
Yes.
Plus 5.
Yes.
Plus 7.
Yes.
Plus 8.
Yes.
Plus 9.2.
9.2
equals
32.7.
And I was 4.
Yeah.
Plus 4.
Yeah.
Plus 6.
Yeah.
Plus 7.5. Plus 9.
Oh, fuck, I put 7 or 5.
Oh, no, that's too much.
Right, start again.
4.
4.
Plus 4. Plus 6.
Yeah.
Plus 7.5.
7.5.
Plus 9.
Yeah.
Equals.
That.
Oh, so 30. I win.
5.
I'm the winner.
Wait, no, I'm higher. I'm the winner.
No, Because you're clearly, the higher.
Yeah.
Because you got more high, so you lose.
So I'm, how is me being higher than you resistant. Not a win?
I'm more resistant. Like, yeah, I suppose. Is the, who really
you're
is the winner?
You're the loser.
That's the final point to discuss. Are you really the winner? Are you truly the winner if you're the highest? Or am I the loser? Am I the winner because I resisted it and I'm the strongest? But am I really losing because it's not as fun? I'm not having as much fun?
Shut the fuck up.
How are we?
I think we should stop now and go home. Should we go and have a bath?
All right.
Oh, let's get in the hot tub.
Let's go and get in the hot tub. I've had a very great first podcast ever. Thank you so much, B.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me. Have you got any plugs for us? So where can we find you?
Okay, you
Instagram?
Can find me. Just go to www.itsbeducks.com. That's itsbeadux.com. That is where you'll find all of my stuff and my things.
Perfect. So that's you. And that's all, I suppose. I suppose we should
Yeah,
say goodnight and go and jump in the hot tub. Let's do it.
Should we jump in the hot tub and then go to the comedy store?
Yeah, let's do that.
I want to eat this candy cane.
Friend. We're going to eat snacks and we're going to go.
But I want it.
All right, beautiful human beings. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for joining us.
See you later.
It's the Boobies
Pro
Podcast.
Pro 420 legalizing weed will benefit everybody. Thank you.
Yes.
And good night.
BNB.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.